USA Radio News.
The U.S. southern border numbers are in for the month of April. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona, and Del Rio, Texas, being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
The sentencing trial of a Florida school shooter is being delayed until Monday. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to opening fire at a Parkland high school on Valentine's Day 4 years ago, where he killed 14 students, three employees, and injured 17 others. This is USA Radio News.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report.
This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year to date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla, Lucid, Rivian, Nikola, NIO, Canoo, Ford, GM, Jaguar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and all of their subsidiaries. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to meet any of the safety or other costly certifications of traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said he's directed the Marshal of the Court to launch an investigation into the leak of a 98-page opinion released to Politico. While politicians on both sides of the aisle weighed in on Tuesday, Indiana Senator Mike Braun spoke to Newsmax about President Joe Biden's response.
That kind of nonchalant approach coming from our president is sad, and I think that's an indication of how politics have gotten here. They push a certain point of view, then condone or say nothing about the fact of how it occurred. I think that all gets measured by the American public.
An effort to make California a four-day work week is over, at least for now. A new bill stalled in the legislature after missing a deadline. It would have let hourly workers at big companies log 32 hours, then get paid overtime for anything more. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Hundreds of U.S. sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week, and an investigation is underway. Lance Pry reports.
About 260 sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week. They're being offered temporary housing after seven sailors serving on the USS George Washington died. Four of the deaths happened last year. The other three were over a span of 1 week last month. Officials say one is confirmed suicide and three others are suspected. The ship has been docked off the coast of Virginia for maintenance since 2017. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK.
Thank you, Lance. Amazon announced it will shutter six of its Whole Foods stores in the U.S. The impacted stores are in Montgomery and Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, the Englewood and DePaul neighborhoods of Chicago, and Brookline, Massachusetts. The Englewood location is expected to close in the next few months, while the other five stores are expected to close by Friday. A school bus in Kentucky crashed on Tuesday morning, sending at least 21 students to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident on I-64 with the Jefferson County Public Schools bus did not injure the driver. And a judge has denied Amber Heard a bid to dismiss the defamation lawsuit she's facing against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.